Lassie went to the moon. We heard a bunch of other stuff in there, but we won't even talk about that because joining us in studio right now are camper band Beethoven, fresh off the bus from Seattle?
Yeah,
we drove from Seattle. Seattle. Yeah, although we didn't play there. We just stopped by. We wanted to touch the Space Needle.
See the Sonics and catch the Mariners.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
The wonderfully touristy type.
You mean
type
the band, the Sonics?
No.
If only. If only. Maybe we should start with introductions, because this is your first visit to Vancouver. And
Okay. Hi, Vancouver.
Hi, Vancouver. We're all Nigel. We like gardening. progressive lawn mowing. Herbal tea.
Yeah. Progressive politics was lawn mowing, too. Progressive lawn mowing.
Yeah.
If people do recognize you in the streets, they'll be able to...
They can
point us out.
We're all
they can point
this
you out.
This is Nigel Miles Victor. Away. Nigel Victor Krumenacher. He plays bass.
So Nigel Chris Peterson. He plays drums.
Yeah. And I'm a Nigel David Lowry who plays guitar.
I'm Ian Jonathan Segal. I play
Trent on Trent.
on Trent.
I play
guitar.
Guitar. Violin.
Violin. No keyboards.
Keyboards. Mandolin. Sometimes.
Sitar.
Anything else?
Nose flute.
Sitar on the...
Your mind. He plays your mind.
Play with your head.
Now that we've got over the potted introductions, let's go to the potted history.
Okay.
You guys originally started out some years ago in the glorious town of San Bernardino. I've never been to California.
Well, actually, it's Redlands, which is kind of a suburb of San Bernardino.
Oh, really?
But,
It's hard to tell a difference when you can't see which you're supposed to see driving down the road. So
there's a big wash, a dry riverbed that separates Redlands from San Bernardino. Otherwise, they'd be the same place. But that's about it. It's hot there.
I know. I've never been to California, and I asked
neither have we.
That's nice. I asked somebody.
We're gonna go there like
just
later
laughed,
this week.
So I don't know. What was it like growing up in San Bernardino?
Well, it's like a big all the bad desert. Things of like a big urban area without like the nice things of a big urban area, you know, as in like pollution and gang violence and redneckism and. All kinds of good stuff. Unemployment.
Smog.
I don't know. Smog. Yeah, lots of pollution.
Third stage smog alerts. You can't go outside and play. It's
nothing
dry.
To do but go to the Central City Mall and watch Steven Spielberg movies and.
There's cops there.
There's a lot of cops there. It's a good place to be if you're a cop.
So I have to say, you guys have moved away from San Bernardino since then. So
well, see. That was the very infantile version of the band.
Yeah,
infantile version, and it's always kind of been a loose lineup. We were always kind of changing personnel, so the three of us that were the main people, I guess, in that left and moved to Santa Cruz, and we met Jonathan and Chris Peterson there. So, Ian and Nigel. We met Ian and Nigel.
They
got
also,
in this band.
But Trent left us.
Trent exploded the other day.
Yeah, Trent. Yeah, we just recently, our lead guitarist Trent just left the band,
and
so we're
caught on fire.
Now, so.
And
yeah, he
and
fell downstairs and caught
missed.
On fire. Yeah.
And then he exploded.
So you've already established your own mythology. There's the past members of the band given credit on the inside sleeve of the record.
Yeah.
Lots of them. Yeah.
We were planning on
there's more things coming. The box keeps telling us stuff to do, and we keep doing it.
And
it only comes forward, you know, at the time it's supposed to be done. Like, you know, there's a
sometimes the box doesn't say anything for weeks on end.
Yeah, so we thought we were going to be playing.
Or it says really absurd
piece.
Things, you know, like.
But we end up playing here as a four-piece.
Like, you know, take off your shoes and smell them.
Stuff like that.
Would it be intruding to ask who or what is the box?
The box was something that Philippe Cousteau, late son of Jacques Cousteau, found while on some kind of expedition. I forget where
he was exploring the ruins of Atlantis.
No, it was of Lemuria. It was in
Lemuria?
The Pacific, South Pacific.
Yeah, okay.
And he
right.
found
the
this
lost.
Box.
You know, they're aliens. Well, supposedly aliens.
And we're expecting a phone call, so the phone
aliens.
Rings.
But they live on Mount Shasta. Yeah.
This is making less and less sense as we go along. Let's turn to the record.
Okay.
Something right. solid, concrete.
Our new one or our old one?
Your old one. What's the old one? The Telephone Free Lines led Victor.
Yeah, there's a new
that's
one.
That's the old
there's
one. You got a new one.
Yeah.
We just brought it in. In fact, I can hear a song.
Oh, really?
Heard him cue one up.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, this is a pleasant surprise. Let's talk about the first one, because I've heard it, and I haven't heard this one.
Okay.
So, it seems like a slightly schizophrenic record. There's half the record seems to be instrumental.
Hey, what do you mean, man?
Hey, what are you talking about? Get off my
now,
case,
don't,
okay?
Yeah, okay. Half of it seems to be all sort of twisted Russian come Mexican instrumentals, and the other half...
this is positively not true.
seems to take a less than reverential look at I don't know, youth culture, American culture. Uh-huh.
Well, see, that's because we grew up on this in this town on the border between California, Mexico, and Russia. And
it's a weird little triangle to grow up in.
It's Calmexigrad or something like that. Calmexigrad. We watched a lot of television, or some of us watched a lot of television, I guess, and that's how we learned about the world, and that's why we play music like that.
It's a simple explanation. Just
yeah.
Yeah.
The global village.
I mean, the global village idea. Yeah. Well, actually, okay.
It exists in your head, you know.
The communications net is so big now, I don't see why not.
Yeah. Well, no, it's...
It's folk music, right?
Yeah, but it's not like we're trying to do something. We don't want to be dilettantes. We don't want to really try and do that kind of music. We just like want to fake it and like and not make any pretense about doing it right of any kind of music and just let it get, you know, kind of screwed up by how we happen to want to play.
Or how
it
we happen to like what our funny ideas are for what.
Yeah, I mean, I'd never really listened to Balkan music or Russian music or anything like that when we wrote a bunch of those songs. Later on, after people are like going, "Oh wow, you know, these sounds like
so
klezmer
just like
music.
The original.
Here, let me play some for you and stuff like that."
I got a great klezmer collection
was,
at home.
You know, and yeah, it's like 60 psychedelia. It was just in the back of my head, I think, from watching monkey shows or something like that when I was a kid. You know, and
You mentioned folk music, but eschew the label folk punk, which at least whoever wrote the Inner Sleepy record.
What does folk punk mean?
I don't know.
Okay, well that's because it's a big that's a marketing ploy. Whenever you put those are like big marketing ploys down in LA right now. You know, I mean we just played a couple shows with this one band which you know has the they're not folk punk. They must be called folk rock or something. The new folk rock or something like that. And, I don't know. It's just, it's
I think they're called Sincere Yet Melodic.
Sincere.
No, that's hard driving.
No, but the particular band you're talking about is Sincere Yet Melodic.
Sincerely Melodic.
Because they're certainly not hard driving.
But they have. There is a total marketing ploy associated with.
With being able to name something or label it.
Three syllables.
Three syllables identify things, you know.
Yeah.
If you have a one-syllable name, people often call you by your last name.
So you guys swap for reactionary garage rock instead.
Sort of.
That's because we used to practice in a garage.
I mean, it's really...
Now we don't practice.
Oh, that's much more true. Yeah, now we
don't practice. Now we just exist.
Well, having dealt summarily with labels, let's go back to the new record, which is called what?
It's called 2 and 3.
Is there a deep hidden meaning there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. What is
the box told us to name it that.
The box.
I didn't think so. And the song we've got queued up is I Have No Idea.
It's called ZZ Top Goes to Egypt.
Okay.
It's about ZZ Top going to Egypt.
I imagine. Hi there. I am here. Good. Drifting off the background there, camper van Beethoven.
Wait, you're fading out.
I am fading out.
Hold on.
You're breaking up.
You're barely here.
It's terrifying.
He's dead. That looked uncannily similar to like the space shuttle for a second.
We're in a different country. We can talk about the space shuttle. We're going to get our butts kicked.
Okay, we'll get space shuttle jokes in just a little bit later. ZZ Top goes to Egypt.
Right.
Yeah, that's about ZZ Top going to Egypt.
If you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of impression did you get in your mind?
ZZ Top goes to Egypt could be close.
All right.
Be close.
You know, remember when they played the Great Pyramids there at Giza?
ZZ Top?
Yeah, we went over to
see
them.
It was great. It was intense. We rented a Learjet.
And they brought the Longhorn Bulls and... Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where we lost Chris Mollett. Chris Mollett, like, went crazy and decided to hijack a jet, and we haven't seen him since.
Yeah.
That's why he's not in the band anymore.
Another former band member.
Yeah.
They're great, too. They did that 20-minute jam of Jesus Just Left China Cat Sunflower.
Okay, you got space shuttle jokes. Let's get them out of the way real quick, because I think most of them we've heard.
Well, we probably heard him, but we just want to say.
Need another summer.
No, I want to. No, actually, I'll tell a story, which is related. We were in Oklahoma City.
Oh, okay. I want to know which punchline you guys know for this one. Okay, what's the last thing that Christy McCullin said?
What's his button do?
No.
I've heard this one.
That's one of them.
That's the bad punchline.
The good one is.
The good one is.
Or no, whoa, solid rocket fuel. That's the good one.
Or no, I ordered a Bud Light.
Or. Okay, never mind. No, here's a good joke.
Yeah, so why didn't Kristen McCall take a shower the day before she left?
Come on, Radio Land.
She knew she'd wash up the next day.
Yeah.
On the beach.
Whoa.
Maybe we should turn our attention to the etymology of the word gnarly.
Gnarly.
Gnarly?
Wait, I have to tell a story, though, about Oklahoma City. I was in Oklahoma City, and we
were...
Why were
you in Oklahoma City?
Well, we were all in Oklahoma City, and we were playing, and we were getting harassed by the audience, and finally these guys were saying stuff like, your mother this, your mother that, and I go, look, you can say anything you want, but just don't talk about my mother, because my mother's dead, and so a hush fell over the whole place. Went totally silent, and we were about to start the next song, and Jonathan said something like, you know, yeah his mom was on the space shuttle. They turned really ugly after that.
Yeah,
it was like maybe 2 weeks after that happened.
Yeah, it was all that 3-2 beer. That just puts you in a bad mood, you know.
Oklahoma's
because they mix it with cheap gas.
And they don't sell beer on Sundays, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So I guess Libyan jokes are coming up next. And
Libyan jokes?
Hey, don't you make fun of me.
Where is your embassy at?
Okay. I guess you guys don't want to talk about the etymology of the word gnarly.
No,
it does pop up a lot on
our records.
It's a common Proto-Indo-European root. The GN has to do with generation or life or that sort of thing. And gnarly just has to do with the gnarledness of...
Like, dude, I got a gnarly bite on my leg.
It means it somehow generated itself into being.
People really say
like
that.
When people say gnarled,
it's not
like,
a joke.
I absolutely,
like, you
I
know,
absolutely
gnarled,
believe it. But
gnarled, like roots of a tree or
let's
gnarled.
Go catch some gnarly tubes down at the beach.
But you can say it seriously or you can say it sarcastically. Tube. And most of the time we say it sarcastically.
As in gnarly thrash boots.
The gnarly thrash boots.
Well, if you
exactly.
say it,
well, they are gnarly,
and you mean it,
enormously
then
gnarly.
You put an umlaut over the A, and if you don't.
For those in the listening audience,
yeah, just
who
ask
are totally
SST
confused.
Knows about that. Okay,
we were talking to
yeah,
Capra
we wanted
Foundation.
To join, we wanted to be on SST, but they said we had to put an umlaut over one of the letters
in our band.
Yeah,
we
can't put it in me.
Kemper.
Kemper van Beethoven.
Kemper van.
Kemper
van. Kemper van.
Hey, dude, show us your veins.
As I said, we are talking to Captain Van Beethoven here tonight. They'll be at the Savoy this evening.
Savoy, man.
At about 10 o'clock, 11:30, thereabouts.
What is the correct pronunciation of Vancouver?
That's about right.
Really?
But I heard yeah. Vancouver.
That's
say it.
Close, too.
Say it.
Vancouver?
Oh, well, he's
okay. Cool. He's been to college, though.
That's an excuse for
instructed the proper way.
Vancouver. Vancouver.
So you guys have been bouncing around the states over the last couple
of
months.
Yeah.
Hard rubber walls.
How has the reception been?
Good,
hard
most places.
They had like, some good cheeses. They had some bread.
That was
the
bigger
wine
than
was
3 inches.
Sweet.
The wine was a bit sweet. The brownies were really good. They didn't have any good like cider.
The herb in Fayetteville was pretty good.
Yeah. And got us in trouble in
but
Mexico.
We just ate. Okay. So we just ate and left, though.
Did people
really
spit or
did people spit
or did they clap?
Oh, they clapped.
They clapped.
Yeah,
unless
they
That's
were
nice.
Sneezing.
Yes.
Yeah. And there was kind of a combination of both.
Two. Clapping. Two. yeah. I much preferred the Midwest response to the
East Coast
in a way. They're more innocent out there. So, or something like that.
They take you at face value, I think.
It's pretty fun. Yeah, it's great to go someplace like Fayetteville, Arkansas, you know, and play a packed house, you know. And just,
as
I mean,
opposed to say New York.
New York, where we did play packed
house. So what kind
of
set are you guys going to play? You know, it's really important. You're playing
I work for
Hi,
Dutchista.
I'm a record producer, and if you want to talk to me after the show, come on back.
Hey, I work for Warner Brothers, and I was wondering if you put me down on the list there. Well, if you work for Warner Brothers, don't
you know,
have enough money to pay?
Spaces. I know you don't have a lot of room, but just one or two spaces, you know. I'll see you tonight.
That's beautiful. I really like your style, but you know, I'm you know, I really haven't heard the record, but I've heard really like what your
I've
style's
heard good
about.
I've heard about you guys,
yeah.
You know, and I'm sorry I can't stay to see it, but I'm glad I got to talk to you.
Yeah,
you
anyway.
Want a beer before
yeah,
I leave?
I like your record, but I don't think we should put it. I just don't. I mean, where's the hit?
This is your first visit to Canada, so I guess you can you can form an impression at least this evening. At,
right.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Form an impression.
And next, and the next college radio station you hit, you can
we'll bake it.
You can do
all of Canada.
All of Canada out of Vancouver,
that'd
which
be
is nice.
Good.
Really?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, that'd be
about
good.
What we do anyway.
That would be good.
Is that good for Canada?
We need all, yeah. And like I mentioned, Expo 86, and I'm sure Jim Patterson will be real happy. You got another song queued up?
Yeah, can you put us on Canada's mailing list? I mean, yeah. We're really interested.
Yeah, we'd like to be in Canada.
Next time we come in, can we just get on the guest list? Rather than
yeah, yeah, we tried that at the border. Hey, we're on the list.
You know? Okay, we got another song lined up. I don't know what it's called. Don, what's it called? Don has to look.
He doesn't. He's going to get it wrong.
Don's just going to play the damn thing. You guys can tell me what it's called. Okay. Can't prevent Beethoven and Bad Trip from the new record called, I've forgotten already.
Two and three.
But actually,
two and
three. I'll that side B, and that's from We're a Bad Trip. The other side is side two from Vampire Can Mating Oven.
Yeah, the record's got about three titles, but it says two and three on the outside of the cover, so
maybe it's got two.
You might as well
titles,
call that.
Use it as a working title.
Yeah.
I guess that prompts.
And it's got more songs on it than the last record.
That
it's longer
seems
than that.
On, how, there's like how many 19? Was there? On the, 19 on the last one.
No, there's 19 on this.
19
one.
On the.
There's 17 on the last one, I think. It's Club
and 21 on the next one.
Yeah.
Next number in the sequence.
Yeah. No, prime numbers.
Want to talk? Want to talk about the psychedelic revival? Having raised the ugly.
Well,
ugly
it was really
topic.
Good. I was there like at the seance, and like you know we chanted Jimmy like 9 or 10 times at least, and like the table like shook a few inches off the ground. I swear it was off the ground. I swear it wasn't touching.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
and
then like
plugged in.
I don't know. This girl next to me started.
Victor had a hallucination once where he saw a light at the end of the tunnel and he went over and hugged it and it was a lamp.
Yeah, it was actually
yeah.
In the
it was
yeah.
Really
he was just crawling across.
It's no joke either. I mean,
it's
lamp.
Well, let's see. I
kind
of stopped somewhere around my senior year of high school, you know, pretty much for the length of college. But recently, the revival has been slow, but you know. I'm
what you
more,
want us to?
More
I had this dream where I was
than,
like coming back down, and there were like all these people below me, just like open armed, just like shouting my name. And I looked over to my right, and there was like, God, what was his name? Round glasses, English guy, pointy nose.
Oh yeah,
Winston Churchill.
Yeah, that's him. There's something I forget.
Wife with the great. Great design.
No, it was the Jesus and Mary chain.
That's right, yeah, that's right.
The Jesus and Mary chain.
Yeah,
oh, we really think that the new psychedelic revival is a very good thing because it's very authentic and nothing's fake about it, like
no,
like
no,
any
no.
of the other music.
I like it. Like
things
I'm
come out.
Sincere it, about it when
it's
I
very
say
sincere.
I like it.
It's a very sincere movement and it can't possibly be marketed.
You can
and,
tell
and
they earnestly mean it. They took LSD and we had a really good time when we took it.
Every time I've ever taken LSD, I always just wanted to write stupid, happy
pop
songs.
Enough said on that. So you mentioned seance with Jim. I suppose you stopped by the grave when you were in Seattle.
No, we didn't yet. We're going
to
go back and do that.
Tacoma,
catch it on
Hendrix
the way back.
That's a Chadbourne song.
Isn't the guitar on the tombstone like backwards?
Would be, wouldn't it?
Well, no,
backwards.
Like
backwards
is the backwardsness of the
it's
music.
It's a right-handed guitar.
Yeah.
Those stone cutters, I swear to
no,
God.
No
you
one,
can't get
no
anything
one is
straight anymore.
On to serious topics. What can people expect from you guys this evening?
Just a capsule
of your live show,
that will
5 minutes or so.
Them and
a halo
dehydrate
taking
their mind.
Tables spinning.
The entire history of Western music rests into about an hour and 10
and then
minutes.
And then some cappuccinos
and then a gallon of Perrier
and some ramp riding.
And the first four
some
people
skateboard
in the
ramp riding.
Mark will
transform
into an old
actually Portland
eyes.
And a strobe light.
Portland, I almost got killed with a mic stand. I kicked a couple bottles of beer out into the audience because people kept putting them in front of me, and somebody sprayed hairspray at me, and something was on fire on stage at the time, and it all
kind of
exploded in my face, and I almost got hurt.
So we can expect fatalities this evening, perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I mean, that would.
For $5, that's not.
Oh,
good.
And if you have seizures, don't come.
If you have
you guys use a strobe light, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Canadians, don't worry about it. It's all socialized medicine. Listen. You can come and enjoy yourselves and have a good time.
Do you guys are real fascinated by socialized medicine.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, we were talking about it for hours. It's because we all need to go to the dentist really bad.
I haven't been sick in years, I'm afraid to. I can't afford to get sick.
But
now
you know,
I can.
If we all had socialized medicine, we would not be blind or crazy.
What
are you talking about? Take that back! They can cure syphilis now, Victor.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to wrap this up because this is rapidly degenerating to drunkenness we can take care of later.
Okay.
Thank you all for dropping by, all six of you.
Sure. The guards will escort you out
and
now.
I will try to say goodbye to you individually. You're at the Savoy tonight. People can come down and see what you look like so they can take you lawn mowing or offer you herbal tea.
But right now we're naked, so you could call us up.
Talk to a naked rock band.
Camper Van Beethoven, thanks for dropping in.
Okay.